Workers moved a podium outside for Dargle's remarks. A few neighbors wandered over to listen. Dargle says he always dreamed of being part of a community like Milwaukee, and particularly after the county executive budgeted more money for parks. The system had absorbed cuts for years.
Nationally, that's sort of the stress that we're all involved with. Parks and Recreation has been hit over the last several years with the economy, and that's a great opportunity here with Mr. Abley's contribution to parks and dedication. With all our friends in parks, I think that sort of was something that I was very attracted to when I saw this opening two or three months ago.
Dargle would oversee a budget containing $65 million for operating expenses and $50 million for improvements. Pending county board confirmation, Dargle would begin his job next month. He says he'll spend his first few weeks meeting people. Then, long term, he says he wants to continue the park system's vibrant momentum and propel it into a great system. County Executive Abley says Milwaukee's national search yielded nearly 80 candidates for the job, and Dargle's accomplishments in Virginia stood out.
One of the reasons, though, we are excited in particular about John is his record of excellence, his enthusiasm for the power of what a park system can do in an urban environment, and importantly to me, his history of collaborative work with constituents, partners, stakeholders, and government leaders.
Under Dargle's leadership, the park system in Fairfax County won a national award. He was at the helm there for 5 years. In Milwaukee, he would succeed Sue Black, who also won national acclaim for her direction of the park system. Abley dismissed her last year for unstated reasons and declined comment on the matter again Thursday. County Board Chairwoman Marina Dmitrievich issued a statement saying Dargle would have big shoes to fill. The chair also praised the timing of the appointment as the parks gear up for a busy summer. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.